My name is Giovanni Fusetti, and I'm from Italy, and I work with movement theatre, mostly, which is everything connected with theatre through the body. So from performance to education through healing based on body and expression of movement. That's my main work. My first step were into theatre, actually, many, many years ago. The first thing that attracted me into theatre was the world of storytellers and buskers and puppet theatre, so a very popular theatre, not at all based on texts and literature, but based on play and improvisation. So this was my beginning in the world of theatre. And then it was just following this path and researching and training in movement theatre. I got more and more interested in the emotional effect and all the emotional journey of people that are in theater. So I also started studying and training in different forms of therapy and healing. So I in the end, there is this big sort of a synthesis of several paths. And one certainly is the for those who are familiar with movement theater, is the work of Jacques Lecoq, which is a French movement master, who had a school, it still exists, a school in Paris, and it's sort of a reference for movement theater. Then I've been very inspired by Gestalt therapy, by body work, and particularly the work of Wilhelm Reich and bioenergetics, and of course the whole Taoist sort of approach and all the energy work that the Chinese did many, many years ago. It still really stands very, very powerfully. In particular, the work on polarities and the yin and yang as an archetype, as a metaphor of all the working with oppositions. And here I am.
How you heard about Auroville?
Well, I've been another part of my interest, apart from my art, sort of the artistic work. I have a sort of a background in ecology and agriculture many, many years ago, and so I've always been interested in sustainable living and intentional communities and eco villages. So when I started being more just open to research about places where people try to actually live in it, also like manifest a different lifestyle, I came upon Auroville. And then 3 years ago, I was teaching in Colorado, and I met Jeremy Roski. Roski. So he was a part of the training there. So we had a very strong, felt very, very sort of a kindred spirits about many things, not just theater. And so then I know that he was living here, and he always, which I kept in contact, he always say, "Oh, you have to come and visit." And I say, "Of course, I have to come and visit." So here we go. So the connection was through Jeremy, the vital connection was through him. I heard about Auroville years ago, also because in the world of I was very intrigued by. I read about the work of Surya Aurobindo and Mer, and so it's very. I think they're very important. Their contribution is really important to the sort of the world of consciousness and human evolution. I think they are really two big elders. So. Here I'm for a weekend, a long workshop called The Tao of Clown, and it's a work on the clown, which is what is specifically funny about every person. So it's a work on comedy and a specific form of comedy, which is what in movement theatre we call the individual clown, which is the way that every person is funny in a very personal way. In the world of movement, there is this very important principle, which is the neutrality brought by something called the neutral mask. And the neutral mask is a very interesting mask that doesn't have any expression, so it allows people to work on the body before expressing. So the body as a dramatic form can express many things before words, and the neutral mask allows to really become very specific about what we are expressing with the body without the use of the face. Now, the concept of neutrality is also very interesting because we are not neutral. So the neutral body is like almost like a classical beauty, like, for instance, Renaissance bodies are often, they often have that sort of a neutrality in them, that where there is a balance, there is harmony of the forms, there is no particular drama already being expressed by the body. So nobody is neutral, luckily. So everybody has various different ways of being, variation on this sort of concept of neutrality. So the work on the clown is based on the analysis of how everybody moves. Each person have a particular way of walking, of standing, of the balance between all the parts of the body, how everybody has a sort of a physical history in the body. And that history is connected with how we have been, how genetics we are, but also with our history and education and family and just life. It's not about being funny with something else, being somebody else. It's just really being funny with who you are. So it has very, it is very powerful poetically and artistically, but also very powerful as a personal experience, because people can touch a level of just openness and vulnerability and play, which is very unique and very funny. First, it's real fun, and also it provokes lots of emotional release, because there is, in my work, there is a very important principle which is common in all physical, like body work and all body-oriented therapy, and the principle is that what is not expressed is impressed, so that our body are impressed with all the emotion that are not expressed, and some of them might be like really powerful and sometimes scary. So the clown is a great work. It's a great way to actually have access to all these impressions in the body and to play them, so they become a poetical form, a poetic character that allows to play with it much bigger than in usual life. Laughing is a very profound human option in front of things that we don't understand, or in front of things that are scary, in front of things that are mysterious and unknown and mostly scary. Like, there is a, I think laughter is has a huge potential, because it helps people to sort of to have a little distance from what they are experiencing, which is not a sort of a distance in a sense of extraneity. It's just, it allows people to play with themselves, and so take themselves less seriously. It doesn't mean to not be serious about themselves, but if we can laugh about ourselves and things that are difficult, that's a huge step, and accepting that our people might laugh about ourselves too, that is even bigger. So there is a principle in theater and in general in everything that is connected with role playing, and which says that what we don't play will play us. So and this is very true for all conflict, for instance, for all big emotional troubles, when we get so identified with what we feel is like absolutely fundamental thing, or a trauma or something really painful. So as long as we are completely identified with them, there is not much space for evolution. And one way to get a little bit of distance is through play and through laughter. Laughter is actually the beginning of transformation. Very often when we just, it's about letting go instead of holding on. So there is laughing is a physical act of letting go. Like crying or having a pee or a poo or just an orgasm, and they're all connected with and there is about release of tension, and that once the energy is released, that energy is available for something else. So laughing is a fantastic transformative calderone. It's like alchemy. Breath and laughing and crying, they're all very connected and very fundamental energy. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Very much. Thank you.